Category F3, Full Service Station of the Year. News Talk 106 to 108.
Does it depress you as you go to bed every evening that you're older than George Hook?
I don't, George is nothing. We can do nothing about it, either of us. You'll just have to reconcile yourself to that. Get the knee done and take up sport.
I know nothing about the Euro or the Gold Reserve, but I do like fluffy kittens. My head hurts from your last conversation. We'll go do some research to wrap my head around it all. You do that. We'll just think of the Euro as a fluffy kitten. And we borrowed too many fluffy kittens. And then it turned out that we had so many fluffy kittens that they'd no food to eat and they all died. But we still have to give them all back to our German cousins.
This will be a magnificent try, and Ulster have got over for one of the tries of the season. What a start for them. They lead Munster by 11 points to nil, and the dancing twinkle toes of Craig Gilroy, one of the real up-and-coming stars.
Spending 31 grand on Enda Kenny to have photographs taken. I thought print journalists and papers provided their own photographers. I just don't believe that. We're going to spend a fortune on a dull TV channel. No one watches Oireachtas reports. And we're going to have a tender for coastal helicopter survey of seals.
Calm down.
I rest my case. The two Irelands, and one is a public sector bubble of the elite that haven't a clue what's happening in Ireland, and the people, the poor eejits, the poor paddies that are paying for all this.
Okay, calm down for a moment, dear.
The worst thing for us was they made my husband sit in their reception area.
Now, this I find amazing.
Yeah, they would not let him in. I couldn't fathom it. I've never begged in my life until that day, and I begged. I actually begged the nurse, please, I begged her, let my husband in. I said, I can't actually do this on my own. I can't deal with contractions and losing my baby on my own. And she said, it's hospital policy, he's not coming in.
Everybody just taking off the robes and just running into the water and just all running in, everybody screaming, lovely. And then the waves coming up hitting you. You feel this, there's a sense of relief, but even with the relief, it's a sense like as if you're doing your part. And it's like all women coming together to say, like, cancer is real.
You know what, I feel so privileged to be here. I think you are absolutely fantastic what you've done, and more power to you. Are you going to do it again next year?
Yes, and we're going to do it again in 2 minutes.
So I don't know if the minister can shed any light for us. I mean, is there confusion? Is there rancour? Is there are people at senior levels in government now taking fright, Pat?
Oh, God almighty.
Do tell that's us. Not really an answer, Pat, in
there's,
fairness.
There's no rancour and there's no confusion. You know that when this government was formed, that it decided that a very high priority of government was reform of the public sector and the public service.
George, my heart broke yesterday when I saw my neighbours carrying their cot out and not knowing where they were going. Can you imagine how that feels in this day and age? We've worked so hard for our home. So hard, George. We're not looking for something for nothing. We're just looking to be able to start our lives again.
Marietta, everyone's having a great laugh at me here. How much will all this cost that I'm wearing?
Look, you couldn't put a price on fashion, and that's the truth.
It actually ages him 20 years. He looks like an owl fella.
You age me 20 years.
He looks like Listoon Varna, here we come. I mean, like, wearing this cloth cap, and it makes you look like a cute whore, if you don't mind saying.
Well, can I just say this? Today, when I'm looking at you, Ivan, do you know what you remind me of today?
Well, go on.
You're like the Bull McKay from the fields.
Oh, right.
Okay. Isn't he like the Bull McKay?
Did not accept Fergus Finlay at all that the culture of 1975 was that the head of the Norbertine Order was the man who had the responsibility to do it right.
Well, you see, Father talked about forgiveness, and I don't have any problem with that. I think there's a bit of an issue in my head though about. Let's excuse everything on the basis that it was the culture of the time. I was sexually abused in 1961, and I was physically abused in 1963. I was 11 and 13, respectively, at the time. I knew what it was. I knew it was abuse. When I told my father about it, he knew it was abuse. He knew exactly what it was, and he knew exactly what action needed to be taken, and it was taken.
I always worked harder to counteract the stammer.
Okay.
So as I got into Irish Rail, where I work now, my manager came and said, Rory, can you ring such and such a person? I rang this guy and he said, what's your name? And I was I could hear the fella on the other end of the phone. I felt so sorry for him. And there was, Rob, is it? And I said, no. And I'm struggling, sweat down me. And then eventually I said, Rory West. And he said, sorry, can you give me that again? Did you not hear me the first time, for God's sake?
Why don't you go down and hold their hands? Jobs are gone. Fact. Sympathy is good PR for you. Like, that's the kind of crap text I hate. It just drives me bananas. There are times I come in here at half past four, and Mark Simpson, my producer, says, George, you're in good form today, you're in bad form today. But then that idiot who sent that text in to me just drives me absolutely ballistic. Like, 950 people. Don't mind your sympathy is good for you. Don't mind the fact I'm a human bloody being, for Christ's sake.
He had no reason to hold him with his car against the railing and break his two legs for the guards to come.
And left his bone sticking out of one of his legs. The bone snapped and completely stuck out of the leg because the guardy that landed there that morning thought it was a piece of wood.
What do you think his legacy will be, Ollie Wren?
To my mind, he's an extraordinary personal and professional contribution. Has ensured that he is and will always be held in the high esteem by those of us who have had the honor to know Brian Lenihan as a politician and as a person.
On my communion, I'm making €603, and I'm going to split it between me, my mum, my dad, €201 each.
How do you know you're going to get 603?
Because my uncle's very rich. And he's probably going to give me 700.
My youngest daughter does a lot of floaters. Now, they're perfectly normal in colour, but my God, they're like the Titanic of poo. Except the Titanic actually did sink eventually.
Of course. There's two more tickets going on the flight and for the game. And if Orla and Kieran would take them off our hands, they're
theirs. Oh my God. Oh my God! Oh Jesus! I won't do a stroke of work here. I'm gonna off on my tangent again. You are, Chris. Are you serious?
I'm serious. Will you take them from us?
Oh, with absolute pleasure.
Brilliant.
Oh my God!
Could you do John Burton?
No.
Try it.
All right.
Okay. It's she's like a seagull. Okay. Go like this. Go like that. Very good. Now say this after me.
Can I just say? Can I just say that this is a seminal moment?
That this is a seminal moment
for the people!
For the people!
That's not bad at all.
Now, in the presidential election campaign, there's only one really big story today. That's concerning remarks made on this programme yesterday by candidate for Sinn Féin, Martin McGuinness.
There are Westboro elements in and around Dublin. Some of them are attached to some sections of the media. Others are attached to political parties and were formerly involved in political parties.
I have done nothing wrong. If my memory of delivering a photograph and whether or not I was given a cheque failed me last night, that was an honest mistake. It's scurrilous that people like Sinn Féin will now set me up to take a fall. I absolutely abhor what's happening in this campaign.
Your defence is full of holes, I put
I don't think
on.
It is,
it's
George.
Full of
I
holes.
Think you are a very good contrarian. Can I tell you this?
No, Pop I'm not. Just asking. I'm asking you the question that people want to know is, like, that these are other letters. What do we not know that is forming our judgment of your ability to be president?
Mary, was there any airbrushing?
Airbrushing? I doubt it. I wouldn't say so. To be honest, I don't know, but I wouldn't say it. It was a combination of lighting, good lighting. I had a brilliant photographer, and I was looking good on a good day.
They're making your family's life and your kids' life. Yeah. That must get you.
Yeah, it was very, very difficult. And my children, you know, were now very normal and well-adjusted family people themselves. Mm-hmm. But I remember one occasion the British Army raiding the house, and Emmett, who's the youngest, was standing at the head of the stairs, and he was 3 years old at the time, and he was so frightened at the soldiers coming up the stairs, I could actually see him urinating.
Oh, God.
Out of all the presidential debates, what's so different about News Talks?
Well, first of all, it's the only truly interactive presidential debate.
And you can get involved by phone, text, email, Twitter or Google+.
And there'll be real-time feedback and analysis from listeners around the country and, in fact, around the world.
Do you agree that electing a Fianna Fáil builder is a fair charge against Sean Gallagher?
No, can I
absolutely
denies it. I've never built a house, and you need to stop saying that, because sometimes you, who are a thought leader, need to be conscious of your language.
Well, I'll let my people right around Ireland, and indeed around the world, who are in video hangouts on Google Plus, who are watching the candidates and telling us what they think. Let's check in with one of those hangouts now. It's at the Club Lounge in the Sheraton Hotel in Athlone, County Westmeath. Ian O'Flynn is amongst the circle of people there. Ian, you've been watching on youtube.com/newstalk. What have you made of the candidates?
Hey, Jonathan, I'm actually a bit disappointed in the candidates. That's, a lot of them have just directly not answered the question they've been asked.
Hey, Mitchell, do you think you've been fairly treated in this campaign? By your own party?
I think... Don't put me to the test, Ivan.
Stephen in Dublin, who asks, do you agree, Dana, with same-sex marriage and adoption?
And I was just waiting for the question, because I'm always given this question first.
Because
I'm a practicing Catholic, as I believe, hands up, most of us are, apart from... Are you all practicing Catholics?
If the boys were president, what would they do?
I would buy myself lots and lots of stuff, like limos, mansions, jacuzzis.
Anything else?
Oh, and a steam room. Sitting forever.
Good morning. Counting is just getting underway in count centres across the country to elect the ninth president of Ireland.
Now, some of the early tallies coming in from count centres around the country, and they're early, so we do have to put that health warning on them. But in Longford, Westmeath, for example, Sean Gallagher and Michael D. Higgins are neck and neck.
What's happened is middle-income Ireland, that is Fine Gael, have come out and voted for Higgins. Higgins is not only going to win, he's going to win by a reasonably large digit figure.
Yeah.
And I think that this is over before it started.
Michael D, how does it feel to be president?
Let's go.
How does it feel?
Well, I'm waiting until the final result, and I'll give an interview to you all then. I'm very pleased.
As the national anthem played, he left St. Patrick's Hall as the ninth president of Ireland with his wife Sabina Higgins to begin their new life in their new home for the next 7 years in the Oras. For News Talk at Dublin Castle, I'm Pádraic Gallagher.
An agonising couple of minutes remaining for the Manchester United players, fans and management here at the Stadium of Light.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be too agonising, Dave. There are 100 seconds left for Manchester City to pull something out against QPR. It's taken them so long so far in the second half to get the chances that they need. Oh!
Absolutely incredible. The ball breaks to Aguero on the right wing, and he just smashes it past Paddy Kenny.
Is it something that you now look back on with regret?
No, of course not. Again, I go back over it. The issues I had were not necessarily the facilities or the treatment of the players, which had been going on for donkey's years. Was the fact I was accused of faking an injury and missing an international match, which is obviously nonsense.
I mean, at the time I thought that you were completely in the right, but now I think you should have just played anyway.
No, well, it doesn't matter really what you think. You weren't there at the time. You weren't an international player. You've not played at the international level, and you hadn't had the frustrations I had, and you hadn't been accused of faking an injury, so what you think doesn't really matter.
Brian Sheehan looks in towards Darren O'Sullivan.
Oh my God.
That is one of the most cheeky and glorious finishes we have ever seen at Croke Park. It was straight out of the Gianfranco Zola copybook of finishes, because the ball was fisted behind Darren O'Sullivan and he flicked the ball between his legs off his heel into the back of the net. That will be replayed for years and years to come, Liam Hayes.
All right, it's an exciting time for the national team, and it gives me great pleasure now to welcome Chief Executive of the FAI, John Delaney. John, thanks very much for coming along.
Good to be here.
That night in Moscow looked like everyone's glad to see John, which is good to see.
I, at the end of my career, I took two epidurals, one from the neck down, one from the back up, just to play. You know, I remember leaving the hospital and I was afraid to sneeze.
Yeah.
Because God knows what it meant. I had no control from the lower limbs. But that's it. You do it. I wanted to play two more months. I wanted to get to the play in the championship, and I had so much pain from the back and my sciatic nerve that I had to do something.
Paul, we're going to the Euros for the first time since '88.
It's an absolute dream come true, thank God. Yeah, I think the lads deserve it. I mean, we were a little bit edgy second half there, you know, letting them back in with the 10 men. But, you know, the lads have played well enough to beat this lot.
Were there people who had misgivings about you going over to the Olympic Games?
Certainly. I mean, I think almost everybody had misgivings except the people who knew me very well. This young woman, married only a couple of years with a small child, a baby daughter, really. And here she was going off to the far side of the world to run. I mean, this is ridiculous. And there was a letter in the Irish Times which said so, that I was a disgrace to Irish womanhood, which I still have.
So anyway, I've looked down the line, and Andy Townsend, he's whispered into Paddy Bonner's ear. And then Paddy Bonner's then whispered into Teddy Phelan's ear. Then it goes into Paul McGrath's, and it goes down the line to Steve Staunton's. So it's coming up to John, and I'm thinking to myself, when John comes to me, all you've got to do, because I'm not the brightest button in the box, I'm thinking to myself, just listen, right? It's obviously going to be last-minute instructions, like, don't give the ball away, you know, keep it tight, we only need a draw. I'm thinking it's going to be instructions like this. So it gets to John. So I'm standing there with my chest out. So next thing, John leans across, and he just whispers in me, and he goes, row F, Baird with the Viking hat. He went, look at the size of her boobs. And then he went to me, pass it on. So I've gone, Jesus Christ, they're massive. So I've gone, Jesus Christ, it's Roy. And I went to all the, it's Roy. He went, just tell him. So I went, I can't. He went, just tell him. So I went, keep it tight, Roy. Don't give the ball away. Don't do anything stupid.
That's the truth.
News Talk 106 to 108.